It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the It's Never Too Late show. My name is Michelle Ann Owens, and I am super excited to be your guest host today because we're turning the tables and allowing your regular host, the amazing, lovely Suzanne Oshima, Life and Love Transformational Coach, to be in the seat where she gets to do all of the advice giving. And I'm excited because she's going to share some incredible tips for helping you to transform your midlife into your best life. And we all want that. I certainly want that. So I'm going to be getting some great advice from Suzanne as well. And I'm excited to be here because today's topic is finding love again after being on hiatus. So you haven't been in the dating world for a while and now you're back. So how do you navigate this? We're going to talk about that today. Welcome, Suzanne.
Aw, thanks so much, Michelle. I have so much fun with you. I love doing these interviews.
Yes, likewise. This is great because, like I said, you get to be in the seat where you get to actually do the coaching.
You know, yeah,
it's good for your clients. So we're all excited, and let's just dive right into this topic about being on hiatus and then finding love again. I imagine that a lot of your clients come to you because maybe they've gone through a divorce or a separation, and now they've worked through that situation and they're about to start dating again, and they're like, "What do I do?" Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And it can be really, really scary. I mean, you know, if you were married for over 20 years, 25 years, some even 30, I've had clients that were married for a long time. And then all of a sudden they either find themselves divorced or, you know, and I always, this makes me sad, is they find themselves widowed, right? And so they're like, oh my God, I didn't expect to be at this place in my life, starting over again in the romance or love department. And it can be really scary because when they were, the last time they were single is, you know, online dating didn't even exist. So they're like a deer in the headlights going, what do I do?
Yeah, right. Exactly. So what's the first thing that you begin with a client like this who comes to you and says, I don't know what to do? Where do you start?
Right. Well, I always first start with where they're at. You know, every client is different. Some are so afraid that they really need to first build back up their self-confidence and self-esteem. So with that type of client, the worst thing you can do is go, let's get out there and date, because that would be too scary for that type of client. If the client really hasn't dated in a long time, I first do the foundational work before they get out there and date, because then by the time we get them out there dating, then they're feeling super confident. And you know, when a client hasn't dated in 20 plus years or whatever it is they really do need that handholding of help me every step of the way. And I'm more than happy to do that because, you know, it can be scary to do it all on your own.
Totally. And also what I was thinking about with this situation, like if you were with the same person for a very long time, then you get into a sort of zone with them and a way of living and a way of doing things and a way of communicating and the way that you have pet names for each other and all of those things. And so if you try to just, you know, put that on top of a new person, it may not fit. It may not work. You have to find a new connection. And so do you find that some of your clients struggle with that too? Like they've gotten into this comfort zone of the way that they had their last relationship and they're hoping to find something that's similar to plug into.
Oh yeah, totally. It's not only that, it's, you know, they also have patterns that they had in the relationship or marriage that they're used to, which could be, honestly, they can be good and they can be bad. Let's be honest, nobody's perfect, right? And so you can bring those bad habits or those good habits into the new relationship. And I think it's important to remember, because I think when a relationship, marriage, or whatever it is, ended unexpectedly, right? And maybe she didn't want the marriage to end, or like if her husband died, obviously you didn't want it to end, is that you can find yourself in a place where you're missing that person. And so what can happen is then you start dating and then you start doing the comparison thing. Oh, he's not like my ex. I want him to be like my ex. Oh, yeah. He's not as funny as my ex. And you know, when you do the comparison thing, then you're just setting yourself up for failure because no one's going to be just like your ex.
Yeah. And it's also going to bother the guy because that actually happened to me. And I was always talking about how amazing my ex-husband was because we parted amicably. And it was just, you know, it was a friendly split and it just seemed like the right thing for both of us. And so I often would bring him up and two different guys over the years have been like, I'm not your ex-husband, you know, and they get like really annoyed. And I'd be like, I'm sorry. But yeah, I mean, you do, you kind of get stuck in this zone of what you think is how things should be or how the person should be. So how do you break out of that? I mean, how do you coach your clients to like not feel like they have to have things a certain way all the time?
Well, I think, you know, you bring up a great point is, you know, is to first heal and let go of that past relationship or marriage. That's very key because otherwise, like, you're going to keep wishing the next person was like your ex. If it ended well, if it didn't end well, you're like, great, I'm glad I left you behind.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's about first healing and letting go and mourning that loss and saying, okay, now I'm ready to start anew. I'm ready to start fresh the next chapter of my life. And that chapter is behind me. Well, mm-hmm. It was good. Now I'm ready for something new. There's a great quote, and I don't know who said it, so if somebody remembers, tell me who it is, but it's, you can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one, right?
So that's the insanity quote. You can't keep doing the same things over and over again and expect them to change.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm thinking, too, that I would imagine a lot of your clients come to you and they've gotten out of a relationship that needed to end, like a terrible marriage or a terrible long-term relationship. And then they jump into dating, they don't know what they're doing, and they end up choosing the wrong people and then come back to you and say, what am I doing wrong? So how do you help them navigate and how can they best make choices when they're re-entering this whole dating sphere? Because it is not easy these days.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's so funny. Somebody said this to me a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was so funny about how sometimes someone will get out of that relationship or marriage and they immediately go into the next one, right?
Yeah.
And then that one ends and then they go into immediately the next one. We all know someone like that. And maybe for the ladies out there, you were like that. And someone came up with a very funny analogy and she goes, it's like that Tarzan syndrome. You're swinging from vine to vine to vine. And I was like, that's a great one. I never thought of that. And it's so true. And it's that what I found, and I remember this because my best friend in high school was the same way. She always had the next guy lined up before she would even end that relationship. And I realized something, and I wasn't even working in the dating industry then, but I realized for her, it was that insecurity of she never wanted to be alone. And it was too scary for her. Mm-hmm. And so while she was filling that void with another man, the problem is she wasn't working on why that was happening for her.
Yeah.
Because a man can't fill that void of, I am too afraid to be alone. It's what's going on within you that you're too afraid to be alone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then on the flip side too, I think it's just challenging to get out there and date, not just because you don't want to be alone, but because I think there are so many options. So it's hard to know, it's hard to really get to know somebody. I feel like my experience, and I don't know if there are women out there or if you've experienced this, is that it'll go hot and cold. Like a guy will see you, you'll have a great time. You'll see each other a week later, you have a great time. Then 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks go by because you both have, you know, careers and responsibilities and maybe children from a past marriage or whatever that keep the time going further and further apart. And so things cool off. And so it's like hard to really get anything going. And then in the meantime, you get a date with somebody else And so it's like, oh, option number two. Oh, option number three. And then you really don't form a real relationship with anybody because, you know, and so I think that's a challenge too. Do you find that your clients, you know, sort of find, get frustrated by that?
Oh yeah, totally. And I also find that with women, it's much harder for women to do the multiple dating thing. Because there's a part, I actually had one client once, she was in her 50s, where she had been married for over 20 years, and then she found herself single again. And so she was learning this all new, right? And so I talked to her about doing the multiple dating, because I said, you don't, as my mom used to say, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, right? Until you're in an exclusive relationship, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. But for her, it was a really hard concept to really wrap her head around, because she's like, I didn't multiple date. It was either I was dating this one person and we were in a relationship, or I wasn't. I wasn't brought up that way. So she had a really hard time with it, but she didn't realize that things have really changed, you know, in the last 25 years, is that multiple dating is totally normal. Yeah. And you are not in an exclusive relationship until you have that conversation. Don't make the assumption, because yeah. I have had that happen with a lot of women where they think in their head, he's not dating anyone else. They think they're like, I don't think he is. He wouldn't have time to. Don't make assumptions unless he is actually saying, yeah. I only want to be in a relationship with you. But Michelle, you're absolutely right. There are way too many options out there. And I think people get confused by it. Mm-hmm. But also I find that a lot of women, right, because they didn't grow up with the online dating, right, is their preference is to meet someone organically.
Yeah.
Like our parents did, right?
Yes. Yes, right? Absolutely.
But here's the problem with that. While that sounds great, theoretically, right, is to meet someone organically, is, yeah, you still can. But the problem is that it takes a lot longer to get to know somebody if you meet them organically. Whereas with online dating, you can actually find out a lot about a person before you even get to the first date. And you can either say, yeah, this is the right type of man for me because this is what I'm looking for. Or you mm-hmm. could say it's the wrong type so that you don't waste time. Whereas organically, you can waste time in getting to know him. And then you're like, oh God, he doesn't have all of these things that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
But what I always say is combine it all, because online dating organically, then you're optimizing your chances. Don't do one or the other. It shouldn't be either or.
Yeah. Yeah. Still go out, live your life. You never know who you might meet at an event or when you're out with friends. It's just, you know, I like that idea. I really do. The combining of it all. Just don't pigeonhole yourself or try to have it be one certain way. Although I know we're talking about, you know, us fabulous women midlife. We all have a lot of stuff going on. So we have our work, our career, we have, in some cases, children or pets. We have aging parents that we now have to take care of, and siblings and our friends that we want to spend time with, and all of these things. And I don't know about you, my gal friends are all very busy. They all have a lot of stuff going on. So we literally schedule in time weeks in advance. We'll be like, what's your schedule like in 2 weeks? Because I'm traveling to New York next week. And then when I get back, then I have this day and this day. It's just busy. So you, and to fit dating into that, that's challenging too, right? So how do you help your clients balance it all? Because I've seen people who will just let go of everything else, and they sort of, you know, almost shirk all of their responsibilities to make time for dating instead, or the opposite. They don't date at all because they're just too busy anyway.
So I'm going to challenge that.
Okay.
That last statement, and then I'll loop back around, is where a woman, you know, is doing all these things, and so she doesn't have time for dating. Is, yeah, I totally get being busy. But we make time for what's important in our lives. And yes. If that's what you truly want in your life, is the right relationship and the right man, we make time for what's important. right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll have a really busy client say, well, no, when I meet the right man, I promise I'll make time. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work that way. You got to make time now because when you make the time, then the man will see that you're making space in your life for him. It's not like you meet him and you make the time. You have to make the time now. And, you know, for those in my audience, most of the people know I live in New York City. And this city is prevalent for I'm too busy, I'm too doing too many things. Yep. And, you know, everyone is in that busy space. And I will tell you, because when I used to be a matchmaker and I used to work with men and women, I will tell the ladies that men used to get really miffed when they would try and make a date with a woman, and they would say, they would go out on a great date, have a great time. Both of them wanted to see each other again. And then the man's trying to set up the second date. And she's like, oh, well, I've got this going on. And then, like Michelle, you talked about, is like, then it's 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
I will tell you, men lose interest. That's like, who wants to wait 3 weeks to go on a second date with somebody?
Yeah.
Like, make the time. If you really are interested in him or this is what you want, we make time for what's important. And so will men.
Absolutely. In my current situation, we're both very busy. We have a lot of stuff going on. And even if it's just for an hour and we just meet up and have a cocktail, or we meet up and we've got a couple of hours, we'll go see a movie. You know, it's like whatever we can fit in, we fit in. And so we do, we carve out that time. And it's important because it shows that we're both invested in the relationship, you know, and building that relationship. But it goes both ways. Like men get frustrated, I think, by women who are too busy, but women get frustrated by men who do that too. With their careers. They're like, oh, I'm flying across the world or whatever he's doing. So, you know, we need to work with each other, right? We both have to put the effort in. But with that said, if somebody's not putting the effort in, then do you recommend that your clients just move on and find somebody else to date?
I'm hesitating because I'm like, oh, I have to tell the lady something they're not going to want to hear. Is the truth is, if a man is interested in you and wants to be with you, he will truly make the time no matter how busy he is. If he's kind of like dilly-dallying around and kind of making plans with you, or he does that disappearing and reappearing act and you like don't hear from him for 3 weeks, trust me, he's not that serious about you. Because when a man feels like you're the right woman for him, you will hear from him on a constant, consistent basis. Yep. And if he's not doing that, move on. Because is that the type of man you want in your life? Is a man that kind of does a stepping in, stepping out thing, or, oh, I'm too busy, I can't make time for you? I don't know about you, Michelle, but I don't want that type of relationship. I want a man that knows I'm worth it, wants to make time, and is there for me when he needs to be.
Yeah. We had spoken previously in a previous episode, and you said the women out there need to know, like, you're amazing. You're amazing. And so your next amazing story, right? But I actually said that with the guy that I'm with now. I was like, I'm awesome. I said that one day. I was like, I'm awesome. And so now he teases me about it. He's like, I'm awesome too. And so we have this little running joke about it. But it is nice to express that and to know, hey, I'm worth it. We're both saying we're worth it. So, you know, let's both put in the effort here and make it happen. But just to tie it all back to our topic of being on hiatus and then getting back in, right? So you've been away from dating for a while. What final tips can you give to the ladies out there? Maybe there's something we missed in our conversation that they're hoping to learn about.
Yeah. So really quickly is, I think the biggest thing that holds people back when they've been on hiatus, and this is honestly, it's totally normal. It's fear, right? It's fear of the unknown of, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen or what could happen, right? What if I get my heart broken? And when we have that fear.
What if these men don't like my body because I've had children, or I don't look like I'm 25 anymore, or something like that too?
Yeah. Guess what? You're not 25 anymore. And if a man doesn't like you because you don't look like you're 25, great. He's the wrong man for you. Right. And it's like, yeah, if you've had children, our bodies are different. And it's about, honestly, it's about you loving your own body first. If you don't love your own body first, yes, you can't expect any man to, right? Mm-hmm. But it's about helping you overcome those fears, right? And you don't have to do this alone. You really, really don't. Is if you're feeling that fear, it's about getting help. And I always say to women is, you know, all you need to do is take the first step. I'm here to hold your hand the entire way, but you have to be willing to take the first step. Yeah. And I always say that there's a big difference between I can't versus I won't, because a lot of women sometimes will say, I can't do that. I can't do online dating. Or, and then if you dig a little bit deeper, it's not I can't, it's really I won't. Yeah. Right. And yeah. So you really have to ask yourself, is bring yourself back to what is it that you truly want? Right. Mm-hmm. If you really want that partner to share life with, life experiences, have fun, laugh, be silly, do all those things, then I can't doesn't fly anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. Or I won't doesn't fly anymore. If you truly want it, you will do it. Because I will, you know, I want to give ladies a reality check is fast forward 5 to 10 years from now and look at your life. If that's what you truly want, and I'm not saying, by the way, I want to make this very clear, that that's the end all be all, because you can have an amazing life with or without a man. But sure, whatever it is that you want, it's like important to do it now. You only have one life. I only have one life. We got to make the best of it.
Yeah. And I mean, when you were a kid, you didn't say, I can't ride this bicycle.
You good just point.
Figured it out.
Yeah. And it's true. And like, as you grew older, right, whatever you wanted to do after high school, you said, oh, I'm going to go do this. Yeah. And, you know, like when I was in my 30s, I said, I wanted to move to New York. And I was scared to death, Michelle. And I did. That. I knew one person in New Jersey. I didn't even have a job or an apartment, and I did it, but it was scary, but it was worth the risk.
Totally. Totally. I'm with you 100% on that. I moved to San Francisco by myself, and I often think, I'm like, would I do that again? It would be different, because I have a different perspective now. I was almost more willing to take a risk then, you know, and I had less fear then. And I think we develop fears over time based on our experiences. And so it's just about getting the help of someone like you to, like you said, hold our hand and to guide us back to being in that spot where we're feeling empowered again. And yes, we can do this, you know, and we will, right? We can and we will.
Exactly. I love that.
So I understand that you have a free gift for the ladies out there listening. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I do. Ladies, I have a free gift. It's the Secrets About Men After 40 and Beyond video series. So if you'd like that free gift and you're watching the video, you can just click on the video at the end to go get that free gift. And if you're listening on the podcast, you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Any little tidbit you can give us, Suzanne? Any like idea of what kind of secrets?
Oh, they're so good, Michelle. I would need a whole hour to tell the ladies, but I will tell them. Okay, I'll give you one. I in one of the videos, I tell the secret as to why men don't approach you. Because I know this has actually happened to every lady out there. Is she made that eye connection with the man, and she's like, I could tell he was interested in me, but then he never approached. I tell the exact reason why and how to turn it around.
Ooh. All right. Well, I'm intrigued, and I'm sure all of you out there are intrigued. So please go to the website, yournextamazingstory.com. And yes, it's this conversation that we just had is available on podcast as well as video form. You'll find that all there, as well as your free gift. And super excited to be here with you today, Suzanne. And thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom with us ladies.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thanks. Until next time, everybody. See ya.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation, get access to show notes, and get more amazing content.